I'm here with Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain and Joe Hannon with the Durango Herald. Joe, you've covered the legislature for several years. It's not unusual to see contentious bills get bottled up and come at the end of the session. Things get fiery. This happened a couple years ago on a bill to change teacher tenure rules. Take us back to the civil unions fallout and tell us if you've ever seen anything quite like this.
No one really has, Benta. This is, I heard the words unprecedented used several times, and there were lots of troubling precedents. In political terms, it's really hard to overstate the debacle. Colorado basically ceased to have a functioning legislature. What happened was Republicans were filibustering a civil unions bill. They'll tell you that they weren't and that they just really were very passionate about technical provisions of a license plate bill. Now, Democrats are only in a one-vote minority. They got antsy. They were able to team up with two other Republicans and basically take control of the calendar away from the House majority. It was kind of like a coup where the Democrats assumed some of the powers of the majority. As soon as that happened, Republicans banged the gavel, said, "We're in recess." That was about 9 o'clock at night. It was after 11 o'clock when the Speaker of the House came out to say, basically, this thing's over. A lot of stuff is going to die. It wasn't just the civil unions bill that died. Very important bill on water projects, somewhere on the order of $40 million. For my neck of the woods, it completes a state purchase of water rights and the big new dam down by Durango. There is a bill that would have led to tax cuts for employers on their unemployment insurance. About two dozen other measures just died because the state House of Representatives essentially ceased to function.
And Patrick, a lot of people were surprised by this. I did expect a filibuster, but I thought in the end they would back down. I thought that because several Republicans, like Joe mentioned, support civil unions. At the GOP State Assembly, nearly half the delegates support civil unions. So we're starting to see a shift among the GOP. So I really didn't think it would come to this.
But not polled individually in any of those surveys are the House Republican leadership. And they were the ones who banged the gavel. They were the ones who were losing the game, picked up their ball, and went home. And because of that, now they're facing a special session that was called by Governor John Hickenlooper. He says that the civil unions bill will get the debate, hopefully. Good chance it could meet the same fate. And so will some of these key bills that Joe discussed about water projects and helping out businesses on unemployment insurance. The Republican leadership keeps circling back to the governor wanting to make this special session about gay marriage while they want to discuss jobs and the economy. But the truth is, jobs and the economy got caught in the same net that civil unions did that night, and they basically burned the house down to kill a spider.
When you're looking at these key bills that have strong bipartisan support, you're looking at this filibuster and thinking, they're not really going to go through with this.
Exactly, Benta. Earlier in the day, Democrats were pretty optimistic that civil unions was going to pass. They were upbeat, but, you know, cautious, but just barely containing their excitement. And that's because they thought they had leverage through all these other bills. If you filibuster one bill, you basically filibuster the entire calendar. So these other bills, jobs bills among them, were basically acting like hostages. House Republican leadership showed that they are willing to shoot the hostages. That really makes the special session very interesting. You got to wonder what's going to happen. Even if there are other important bills on the calendar, will they blow them up again? Because they've done it once.
Just really quickly, the governor showed a lot of emotion when he called for the special session, even got choked up, something I've never seen from him.
I think the governor was channeling the emotion of the 500-plus people who contacted him overnight after the civil unions debacle occurred. He was expressing the sentiment of people he knew, close acquaintances, and those are the people that are going to be voting in November.
It's extraordinary how the politics on this issue has changed in the last 5 years. It's just 2006 when Colorado voters voted down a domestic partnership referendum and voted to ban same-sex marriage in the state constitution. Now you look at polls and there are overwhelming majorities that favor civil unions, maybe even a bare majority for same-sex marriage. It'll play out a lot differently electorally this November than it did just a few years ago.
Thank you. That was Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.